Adulting, written by Jatania, read by Raven. "What do you want to be when you're an adult?" asked Foggy as he and Matt walked into the frat party Foggy had been invited to and was dragging Matt along with him. Matt quirked his lips upwards. "Are you saying I'm not already an adult? I'm going to uni to learn how to be a lawyer. I also have a best friend. What else is there to being an adult?"
"I don't know. Knowing things?"
"Clearly you're not an adult then, if you don't know." Foggy shoved Matt lightly, and the other man moved with the force so he was a few steps away from Foggy's side. Foggy quickly reeled him back in so that Matt didn't bump into the lamppost they were approaching.
"Nah, man, I just mean, if you weren't going to be a lawyer, what would you want to be? Like, if you were retired and so adulty, what would your life story be?"
Matt shrugged slightly, hand grasping Foggy's arm as his friend guided him down the street as he had done so many times before.
"I'd probably be a badass ninja with bad guys still chasing me, and then I'd protect the retirement home when they eventually found me."
"Don't tell me. You'd then make out with the hot lady who'd been sending you signals for months."
"How would I know she's hot?"
was Matt's rebuttal, as it always was.
"You have superpowers, man. You just reel in all the hot women, and they're happy to oblige the poor blind man."
"You sure they're not using me to get close to you?"
Foggy grinned.
"Nah, they know I'm way out of their league. They don't stand a chance."
Matt turned his head towards Foggy and raised an eyebrow.
"I'm fairly sure I heard you complaining this morning that the hot barista would never want to go out with you because you were an Irish potato."
"You are a bad friend," Foggy stated.
"You are not supposed to throw my own words back at me like that."
"And yet, I'd be boring if I didn't. An adult would let me keep my delusion."
"You just told me I'm not an adult, though, so I have no obligations to do so."
"I hate lawyers," Foggy huffed, and Matt laughed. "Then why are you learning to be one?"
"Shut up, Matt. I came out tonight to get drunk with all the other students. You're here to also get drunk and shut off that big brain of yours."
Matt hummed in agreement, the faint strains of music drifting into his ears, signaling that they were probably almost there. Foggy nudged his hand and passed over the earplugs he had brought so that Matt wouldn't be deafened by the loud music that would be playing.
"You ready to get drunk, Maddie? Let's go."
The end. Thanks for listening.